housing, peaks of grassy, and an issue that I think really fired up a lot of people some months ago. According to an article you've written for the Rocky Mountain Outlook, it's coming back. The owners of that land have made another application to the town.
The three owners who live in peaks of grassy took away the message from council that they heard that they were not addressing the greater community need to the point where council felt they could justify approving additional housing in that already established neighborhood, and have put forward a new proposal that includes single-family homes, townhouses, and duplexes. And out of that, there's seven of those townhouses would be perpetually affordable housing, and they are putting it back to council. Right now, this is just an application that's under consideration. It's not yet on an agenda. There's still a few reports that need to come in for it to have an actual first reading date. It's on the website. If you go to camor.ca, go to the planning department and their current applications. And just as an aside, I'm really looking forward to the new Town of Canmore website that I expect to be coming out, It's hard to find. You gotta know what you're doing. Yeah.
Council rejected it because they said, in large part, it didn't meet a community need. There was only two units of perpetually affordable housing in the first application. They've upped that to seven units. Now, does seven units versus two units, I mean, is that meeting a community need? Is that enough, do you think, to sway council's vote?
I'd hate to predict council's decision-making, because this is going to be another really important conversation for the community to have.
You know, I have a feeling whether it's two units or seven units or 25 units of affordable housing, the people who are opposed to developing that area are going to be opposed to it regardless. So,
what's hard with the issue of affordable housing in Canmore is that we live in Alberta, and in Alberta, there's certain things you cannot do as a municipality when it comes to housing and development. And one is requiring developers to develop affordable housing in some form or another.
Okay, but isn't that kind of what council's done in an indirect way by saying it doesn't meet a community need? They're sort of forcing the developer's hand. You got to have more affordable housing in this if you want approval.
Yeah, you're right, Rob. Yeah. This is how we got to play the game as a community to deal with the issue of affordable housing. It's not going to solve itself. What we have is a system where council has the authority in these kinds of situations to say it's not enough.
Canmore.ca has all the information. Again, no public hearing date has been set, but it will be coming.